USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
House Democrats are introducing an article of impeachment against President Trump. Multiple sources say the four-page impeachment article charges the president with inciting violence against the government of the United States. House Republicans did block a resolution put forth by Democrats asking Vice President Mike Pence to invoke the 25th Amendment and remove President Trump from office. Regarding impeachment, Congressman Jim Jordan of Ohio says now's not the time.
We should not be pursuing this impeachment. We should not be pursuing this 25th Amendment. Let's bring the country together and move forward and return to being this America, the greatest nation ever. That's where we need to focus.
Flags across the country are being flown at half-staff out of respect for the two U.S. Capitol police officers who died last Wednesday. USA Radio News.
If your New Year's resolution is to get to feeling better, the best way to feel better is with a great night's sleep. And you know I'm going to talk about my pillow. I've been sleeping on one for now 3 years, and I get the best sleep of my life. They don't go flat. You can wash them and dry them. Try doing that. You end up with a washer full of pillow feathers. And they're made in the USA. And right now, the MyPillow Premium Pillow Special continues $40 off, $29.98. For a standard or queen size premium MyPillow, King's only $5 more. To get the best night's sleep of your life and a guaranteed, it continues until March 1st and a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175. Give yourself the gift of a great night's sleep for 2021. From Mike Lindell and My Pillow.
As the Biden administration prepares to take office, the average price for a gallon of gasoline is now at its highest level since March. USA Radio Network's John Clemens has the details from the Texas Bureau.
Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com tells us as more and more Americans express confidence in the COVID-19 vaccine, they're back on the road, increasing demand.
Average gas prices across the U.S. have increased 7 cents per gallon over the last week, with the national average currently standing at $2.32 per gallon, a new COVID-19 high.
Despite being 27 cents lower than last year at this time, the average price is expected to increase later this week.
Average prices across the U.S. may increase several cents per gallon yet again this week as prices move to their highest level since last March.
More news online at usaradio.com. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A record 71% of President Trump's supporters believe the country is heading toward a civil war. The survey from the Frontier Center's Ear to the Ground found that 40% of Joe Biden's supporters also think the country is heading toward civil war. Major college football will decide its champion Monday night. Top-ranked Alabama takes on number 3 Ohio State in the college football playoff national championship game at Miami Gardens. The Crimson Tide with a 12-0 record, meanwhile the Buckeyes come in undefeated at 7-0. With the details on a crazy weekend in the NFL, here's USA Radio News' Dan Naraki from the Ohio Bureau.
The wildcard round of the NFL playoffs wrapped up Sunday with the Baltimore Ravens taking out the Tennessee Titans 20-13. In the NFC, the second-seeded New Orleans Saints handled the Chicago Bears 21-9 to move on. And the Cleveland Browns won their first playoff game since 1994, knocking off the Pittsburgh Steelers 48-37. The divisional round is now set for next weekend. On Saturday, the top seed in the NFC, Green Bay Packers, will host the LA Rams. Then the Baltimore Ravens will hit the road to take on the Buffalo Bills. On Sunday, the Cleveland Browns head to the AFC's top seed, the Kansas City Chiefs, and Tom Brady faces off with Drew Brees as the New Orleans Saints take on the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
The Saints looking to beat the Buccaneers for the third time this year. More news online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.